Okay. Hashir Shasheni. She'ein roi limnois. I'll start reading our talk. Let's get into it. She'ein roi limnois. Kol mashinilmod bi'achas misholish esrei midish atoin nidresh ben ober ribui. Okay? Omer ribui. So, it's phrased in a negative way, and it's not like a black and white statement. It's just you shouldn't be of the opinion that everything that we learn from your Gimel Midos and Ribui is Minyan HaMitzvos. That is a statement, okay? Derech Agav, you would have expected, okay, that some mitzvahs you might have had for your Gimel Midos, and some mitzvahs you might have had in the Minyan from Ribui, okay? I'm not aware of mitzvahs that are from Ribui, okay? I'm not aware of them. That's not... I'm not even sure, you know, where Ribui comes from and what the efficacy of it is. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, in the Akdomah to Pirush Mishnayis, says that the Rebbe Lishon gave Yud Gimel Midos, Chaturni to Resh Tzibahen at Sinai. Ribui is from Olam HaBeis Midos. We don't know anything about that, and we don't know anything, okay? So, I could imagine, you know, that Yud Gimel Midos, you have an issue about. The question is, what's the issue of Ribui? Unless for some reason Ribui has some efficacy, I mean, as a Shemel Kechatiro, or as this, or as that, Shemel Musoni, you know. So, you know, see, Be'etzem, you see, let me just say so. See, the Gemara says, you know, Shimon Musoni, when he gets that Shemel Kechativu, Tiro, you know, Hakimav or something, okay, right? Hatzim Bekiva says, or Hatzibor Bekiva, correct? So when Shimon Musoni said he can't, okay, and he said, Keshev Shikibalti Schar La Drisha, Kach Kibalti Schar La Prisha, so what's the kibalti schar al prisha? Okay. So Rav Gershon Zichrono used to say that it's also limud. Okay. That there's no drosha, that there's no such thing as a riba from S. Oh, that's you learning up. S Hashem, that you can't do such thing. There's no such thing. Okay. So, the truth is, I can imagine such a thing. If it's Midas, which Chazal construct and ask, you know, maybe it works and maybe it doesn't, okay? But if the, it's important to be a Messiah of Sinai in order to be able to consider any of the Gimel Midas in Minyan HaMitzvos and Ribui, so, especially, you know, the Rambam and Kabbalah's no machlekes, whatever they say, if there was a Kabbalah, you know, so there's no discussion back and forth. So there's no Kabbalah about it. You can't have a discussion, okay? So, you know, you could have said that the Midas Ribui is certainly a Midah, maybe. But the question is, Eser Ribui? Okay. But the whole discussion of the Rambam over here is about S. With the Bahag, because that's the issue he's taking issue with. But honestly, I'm not sure what this is, but it's pointing out what the story is. Okay? So that's Omri Ribui. Now, Kvar Bi'anu, Bipsichas Chibureinu Beferish HaMishnah. Okay? This is talking about the Dom of the Pirish HaMishnah. Okay? Shiroi dini atera no tziyam b'sholosh esrei midish atoin nidreshes b'hem. Okay? So, if you would have left out the word roiv, I would have been much happier. Okay? Dini atera no tziyam b'sholosh esrei midish atoin nidreshes b'hem. Okay? Since there was a Kabbalah for Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah, you give me this,
So I understand you can moitzi midas. You moitzi b'kitzah chazal of a laboratory, and the giving, the tools, the laboratory consists of you giving midas that they can go to work with, and they can moitzi dina from the tailor. Okay, and maybe that's what Tol Talmud Bostik also this chadish goes into the name of the I don't know. Okay, but when you talk about the grave, I don't know where he gets this from, and he says he explained it there. I didn't find this. If you find it, let me know. Okay? But you have to look at the words. He says, Reib Dinea Teira. That means this is the Reise Din. Because there wouldn't be Dinea Teira, you know. They can't, you would never use Shalosh, correct? So he's making a clear statement that the Dereisa Dinim, not the way some in the impression get from the Ramban, because he's going to say later about the Rabbonim, we'll see, and L'chayi the Dereisa Dinim, so you can't say it's the Rabbonim, correct? Okay. So that's, we have every word here so far, okay? And the Notziom, okay, it's that we are empowered. I don't know why is the word we over here, the Chayr, it's the Chachmei Meseira, unless, you know, but that's what it is, correct? Ushadin hayoytze b'mida, b'eisen amidis, hine, pomim tipo behena machlekes. If they are moitzi adin, there might be those people, since every mida is lefi kach nira be'enai, and we'll see that loshim kach nira be'enai, and that's loshim Moshe Hedrin. Ram used the loshim of Yerim Chmamim. Okay, there's no Kabbalah about it. Kach nira be'enai. So if kach nira be'enai, so someone else will say the kach nira be'enai in a different way. So they can have machlekes about it. Ushiyesh shom dinim. Had held with the other dinim, and I guess they're not reiv dinim, they're just, they are some dinim. Pirushim mekubalim Moshe Rabbeinu, ein by machlekes. Okay. So this discussion of yesh by machlekes, ein by machlekes, is a very strange thing. Because why, you know, why is that important to tell us this here? And, you know, it's part of Sherish Beis. He's telling you something, correct? So it means it's not only the Hishim which Ram says in the Akdoma to Pirush HaMishnah that in Divrei Kabbalah there's no machlekes because kach shamati, so there's no machlekes about it, okay, but kach nir be'ina there could be machlekes, but you can use this to be able to know if it's a Pirush Mekubal, because if you find there's no machlekes, you have no raya, okay. But if you find the machlekes, l'chay yavagaya, that it's not a pirush makubal, and it could not be in it has to be in the first category. Okay, if there's a machlekes, it must be kach nira be'enai. L'chayra. So you know, even if you accept what I said, the chayr always necessary to say, you should have said, and, you know, the fact that there is machlekes, you said that which is Kabbalah is Eimai Machlekes. Because that which is Dine Ateo, Yeshma Machlekes, that's irrelevant to us. Okay? But okay, say that. I guess, you know, it's the mirror. Okay, good. El Sheheim. Okay, now he's changed from the tense of notziyim that we are doing it, okay? And now he's going back and talking in the past about the matiki ashmur, or even in the present, shehein, okay? Shehein mevin raya alehen biachas misholesh esrei midos, okay? So sometimes the Yud Gimel Midos are the laboratory of Chazal to be moitzi din, and if it's laboratory, that's one category, that's Reiv Din Etera. And sometimes not the laboratory, because the din is a Pirusha Mekubal. But he says, Shehei Mevin Raya Aleihem, okay? This word Raya is very important. So what does it mean it's a proof? It's a proof that what? That the din exists? So there's no machlokes about it. So what's the proof? What is the raya over here? Okay. Shehein mevin raya alein biachas mishalosh esrei midos. In other words, you're not using the laboratory of Yud Gimel Midos to learn this din. It's a raya. And he says, and then he says something which is like the monkey wrench, because until this point I could have dealt with it, okay? Ki mi chochmas ha-kosuv, chochmas ha-kosuv, she'ef she'im suboi remez, meire ala pirush ahu, ha-mukubu, oi ha-heke she'yore olov. Okay? So, chochmas ha-kosuv, you know, excuse my ignorance, okay? In other words, if the Rambam is writing now in Perek Yud of Hilchos Sanhedrin, and he's going through the Yisrei De'Adas, and he's talking about Sheresh Hashmini, Terim and Hashamayim, and he says, Elo kol eis shebo yesh be chochmois v'nifloyes l'mi shehi hevinu Hashem, v'loisusag tachlis chochmoso avuke me'eretz mido v'chove min ha'yam. Oh, that's the Yisrei De'Adas. So I understand. Is it Yir Chochmos HaKosos? Gvaldik. Okay. Well, Chayra, Chochmos HaKosos has no place over here in Sherish Beis. Okay. And L'chaira, if it's Chochmas HaKosuv, but so even though it's Chochmas HaKosuv, but that's the way the Torah was set up. So L'chaira, you see, the question is he saying it's a Raya? Or if he couldn't do it, it would be kasha. That was part of the Mesera? That you could be mighty it, that there's a Chochmas HaKosuv? And if you wouldn't be able to be mighty it, it's a guy that it's not a Pirusha Mekubal. Or, you see, I would have said on one hand, Chochmas HaKosuv, it's just Chazal, I would say. So why do they bring Raya? Why do they say this? Just to show the Chochmas HaKosuv. It doesn't do anything. It's not a Raya. Unless Shehei Mivin Raya Aleihem, it's really not serious. The word Raya is not serious. Chazal quoted the Gemara, and it looks like a Raya. It looks like a Raya. And what they're really trying to do is Chochmas HaKosuv. But it's irrelevant. Maybe that's a better way to learn it, okay? But you see, something's happening over here that becomes a little confusing, okay? Because if you take that, you know, you could take that approach. Whatever approach you take, The word chochmas akosu is a problem. Because if you take it seriously, it's only chochmas akosu, you have a problem with Gmon Krisus. Okay, well, maybe we can live with it. Because Gmon Krisus says in Haman Aleph, Omav Yane, Li'olam al teg zereshova kala beinecho, shahai pigo echod migufei teira. Okay, and Gufei Teira is going to say, that's the Pirush HaMakubal. V'loi lindu akosav al v'gzeirishova. If the gzeirishova is not serious, it's only to hold, show chokhmas akosav, so what's out there, hey, gzeirishova kala benecha? The whole Gemara Kris is a farce. Interesting. Okay. In the Hagdoma, the Pirush HaMishnah, the Rambam seems to take a different approach. And that the fact that you could learn out, there's a Pirush there, or the Gimel Midas, whatever it is, that's part of the definition of Pirush HaMakubal. You couldn't imagine a Pirush HaMakubal that's not like that. Lefish kfa, he writes that Lefish kfa kodam, shaklal etzleinu, shakol ha-pirushim kulam, kabola mimoish rabbeinu. V'yesh lohem kemo shomanu, remozim b'mikro, oshem remozim b'achas min minas ha-tera, achas ha-minas kemo shomanu, v'chol ingin she'en lo remez b'mikro, v'loi asmachta, asmachta is meaning asmachta in the word asmachta that we know, but asmachta means something to rest on. V'efshel lelamdoi b'achas hamidus be'elu vovad oy malachol moshe v'sinai. If it can't rest, what's the difference between alachol moshe v'sinai and pirush HaMakubal? Or that alachol moshe v'sinai, even the Gemara calls it asmachta, but it's not that we're leaning on anything. It's Tom Mateo. It's like, you know, they said, okay, you can see it there, but it's really not real. But here the Asmacht is real. And if Mashma, if you couldn't do this, it's not a Pirush HaMakubal. So then, I can imagine that it's a Raya, because even though there's a Kabbalah Misina about this, we really don't know it's a Raya, that it's a Pirush HaMakubal. Okay? If you have a Kabbalah and you can learn off Yud Gimel Midas, it's not a Lachol Moshe V'Sinai. Okay? And if that's true, you gain something, okay? If that's true, you gain something. Because there is a Truas Adamba, and this we'll have to talk about more about this later, but it's an amazing Truva. In Shin Nun Hei. Okay? He says, "Yesh li chibur b'loshon Arabi, in Arabic, b'inyan minyan mitzvahs. That's what it's about. V'hu etzel ma sadya shatz talmideinu. He has a copy. V'yesh b'tchilosoi arba osa prokim b'cholos gedolos." Be'ikrei minyan mitzvahs. They are, they're 14 chapters dealing with the major issues in minyan mitzvahs. Okay, I'm skipping a little bit. Uba'osin ha'prokim bi'alti she'en kol dova she'lemeidim bi'osei osei be'hekesh o be'kal v'choyim v'gzei v'shova o be'midim v'sholosh o'sei minyan she'atolim nidreshet b'hen hu din teira. Okay, which is it? V'shom bi'alti. Shafilu dovav shu'alochol Moshe v'Sinai. Midivrei seifim kalinim be'lei. V'ein shom min ha'teira. El dovav shu mufurish ba'teira. Kimo shatnis ukraim Shabbos arayis. Odova Shomu Chachom Shumina Teira. Vehein Kmo Shleishiv Abo. It's talking about the Pusha Mikubol. This is the 4 or 5. Where in Shirish Base
does he talk about Halacha Mishmi Sinai, that it's not in the Minyan. Okay? Unless he actually means this. And that's the Raya. Okay? But then the Chochmas HaKosuv is like, you know, a monkey wrench. What does he want with that? So this time, these two words, you're playing them back and forth, is a major problem over here. Okay? Now, you'll notice also, okay, double charge. I feel double, okay. So, okay. So this, okay, we have to see, we can go back. That's what we have here, correct? Okay. So, you'd rather say that the Raya is a Raya and go with the way it goes in Pirush Mishnayis and it's Mamish Kvaldik, okay? The only question is, what does he want? Chochmas HaKosuv. Okay? It like, but the problem is, you know, lightning strikes twice, and he did it at the end. Because the end, towards the end of this simon, at the end of this Sherish, he says someplace here, does it say Chochmas HaKosuv again?
Yep.
Last line? Okay. Keep. Behuva Raya Olov Yachin Cholos says Laharif Chochmas HaKosuv. So that's even worse. He says Mefurish, not like this. Okay, so it's only Laharif Chochmas. The whole Raya is only Laharif Chochmas HaKosuv. It's not two separate things. Okay, so if that's the case, they never said here B'chal anything about Chochmas HaMisinai. Okay, so that. That's the beginning. Now, let's continue. Okay, we're just reading the words, okay? That's fair so far, correct? I'm not going to talk about it now. I have a shiur on this, how we get to number 3 or 4. Because Pirush Mekabalim are all over the place. Okay? So that, you know, gives you to break your head down a little bit. You see, you know, it's an amazing thing, correct? Like almost every Pierre Shmur in Mishneh Torah is the Pirush Mekubal, okay? And you know, they're all over the place. So what's he talking about? Okay. The same other Rabbah. Next. Okay? Ki Mechochmas HaKosuv. Now here's very important. She'efshe she'imse boy remez meira ala Pirush ha'hua Mekubal. Okay. Oh, hekish shiyuga Allah. Okay. There's something called a remes. Let's see what hekish is first. And then we can go back. Because I think if you want to get hekish, you can go back and move over. Okay. This word over here. It's a translation. Okay. It's a literal translation. You should know one thing, and that's the important thing. He does not mean the Mida called Hekish. Okay? Okay? With far, I don't even know that Hekish and you give a Mida Shatari to the rest. That's irrelevant, okay? It's an Indian, it means Limud. And there are those in Nagdida, those that are that when they translated Dalke Iyun, some interpreted Hekish, the Ram writes there, Bekashe Meis Olav HaSholem, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, V'kva Mosal Yeshua Pirushim Shinitnu Loi, V'osku Behem Yeshua V'anshe Deiroi, V'cho Ma Shekimu Mimenu, Hu Oi Echor Azkenim, Ein boy masu matan lo nofu bo machlekes. Okay. Umashili shomu min anovi all of a shalom. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Yesh b'si'if of masu matan v'nilmad boy hadin b'dalkei ho iyum. We use that word b'dalkei iyum, whichever word you want. B'sholosh es v'midish shenitnu loy b'sinai v'yuzgu v'midish atoy d'drashit b'es. That's very clear, okay? You can move me to the team. Okay? But that's all. The laboratory was given, but you know what you do with it, that's your business. You know, so you know, so the Talmud Vosik also the Chadash, you know, you have to ask if this is also in the paper. Now, so it means obeheki sheyira olav, okay? It means you give him midas, right? Sheef sheim some boy, you give him midas, right? It's chokhmas akosif, correct? However, what's remez meiral of yushahu? So it means it's not you give him midas, because otherwise it's just, you know, it's just, right? But it means there's a remez you can somehow pull out from the posik itself, independent of the midas ha-teira, also this idea. So it means that Pirusha Makubal is either you can pull it out from the posik itself, or you can pull it out from your gimel midas. And that's also part of Chochmas HaKosuv. Because the Chochmas HaKosuv, with teira was given as the chesed of Teira Shemiksav, you can pull it out. And also, with the Messiah Messinae that you give me the Shatara the Dashes, but you can pull it out from the costume. Two ways, okay? Just now, okay. Well, let me go on. Okay, I'm going to come back to this. I have more to say here, but I think let's do some more work, okay? I'll come back to this, Mr. Shemblinez. Okay, good. The Kasheyi is their king. We have to know what these things are, correct? The Kasheyi is their king. Hine loy kol ma shenimso lachachomim shotziu b'mida misholus esrei midois noy mashu nema lemoishe misinai b'sinai, because the pirushim b'kabbalah were nema lemoishe misinai. So it's not only kol, it's loy, but not like that. Okay, you understand? It's not. Loinama call. It's you can't, you know. Okay, before he said, correct? You know, he's going a little bit further than he has to, but that lechori is not a steer, I don't think. Just a little bit odd, the usage of the word. Loinama call mashinim to the hachamim, shohutzi uhu, b'mida, misholish is a midais, noima shunema le moshe b'sinai. Now, here's important, okay? I'm going to make a comment on the side, but not the important thing. There's no mention over here of Ribui until he gets later. You know, he's going back and forth about Yigim Omidus. No discussion of Ribui Bachar. Like Ribui sticks in at the beginning and he mentions it when he's talking about the Bahag in the middle. Okay?
On that point, I'm confused that he talks about Yigim Omidus as being like the Iker tool set. But we find that there's a mandama yudarshan klal of pride and one darshan's ribui miyut. So the one who darshan's ribui miyut, what does he do with klal of pride?
One second. I'm not going to get, you see, this is a very big problem because the yud gimel milas themselves are mesera. So I can't, okay. I don't want to, but let's take what he has, okay? Now, you see, the question is, what is he driving at? Nema le Moshe b'Sinai. Where does he want that? Okay? Is he trying to just tell you that it's a Pirush Makubal? That's all he's interested in? Okay. You have to understand, he's going to drive in the point that they're mitzvah midas in minyan mitzvahs. Okay? So that might not be enough over here. So the Chayil is referring that in the end of Shurish Aleph, he has the following line: Da she'inyan hazeh, you don't count mitzvot rabbanon. Lo hoya roi lo hoya lov ki mishu posh. You know what? You have to get involved in this. It's such a little posh. Ki mi'achas shoy loshen haTalmud sheish meis b'sholish esrei mitzvos nemu loy l'moshe b'sin b'sinai. So the minyan was Nema Moshe B'Sinai.
So he's trying to say that once there was a Mesera on this Mida, okay, then you can put him in your mitzvahs. That's what he's trying to do. He's not interested in the Nemel Moshe Misinai, between Nemel Moshe Misinai. He's interested in Zagdoma to say this in Nina Mitzvahs. Because all he said, so that's what, again, let's get back to the beginning. Hashayosh Hasheni, She'en Roy Linois, Koma Hashinim Moviachas Nesem Mina Shatoyim Tugash Tugbed. But some you can. And those that are Nemel Moshe Misinai, you can. That's good. Correct? Now, v'gam lo yinayimah b'chol ma shenimse'em b'talmud shiyismachu al el achas mishalosh esrei midash shum drabonon. Okay. Now, you understand the word as Yismachuhu doesn't mean asmachta in the clear sense, and it's probably not a translation. It means lishoyin, it's rested on it. Okay? Because without the Yud Gimel Midas, you have nothing. Correct? Because that's the way you have it. Okay, now he says the word b'talmud. Okay? I'm not sure why he says that b'talmud. Because you have in Sifra and Sifri, okay, unless you should assume in general that Sifra and Sifri is a Pirush HaMekubal, which is a discussion itself, okay, in other words, you know, which way do you look? But he says, Al Achas Misholosh HaMidashu Hu Midrabonon. That's like, you know, that's another monkey wrench. The Rabbonon. So I think what he means with the Rabbonon is that the Rabbonon will motzi it. It wasn't given me Sinai. But certainly is a din teira. It's me din teira. He says, go in din teira. Come, you do me this. So he says the word the Rabbonon, even though you look at the Rabban, you go back and forth. This the Rabbonon doesn't mean, even though the word with the Rabbonon, if I'm not mistaken, is in the original Arabic. Okay, so he can't deny that he said it, okay? But I think the word midrabonon over here doesn't mean that the etzem din is a drabonon, but midrabonon, drabonon were the motzim. There was no clear mistake about this misinai. Lefi, she'ef she'shia pirush makubal. Because if it's a pirush makubal, then it's not the Rabbonu will motzi him, but then it's a Kabbalah. Okay?
Make sure I understand. We're saying that if the word some dinim at Sinai that was given to Moshe.
What did you say it again?
What? There were some dinim at Sinai that was given to Moshe as follows. This is the Mida, how I'm telling you, you're deriving it. Then that's.
The Ram says clearly. I didn't say anything. The Ram says. In the Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayis, that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave to Moshe Rabbeinu 13 principles in order to Darshan Torah, and those principles are Masorah Misinai, and those are your tools.
But just tools. But then when Moshe uses those tools, it's not going to be Namor of Moshe Misinai. It's going to be one of Toyaga. It will be Toyaga.
It will not be because that's good. Will not be. Not be because it's Midrabonon. They will motzi it. Okay.
Is there a category?
And that's Kachni Lebeinai. And that's, there's a Loisosa on it, and that's what the Rambam has, the Loisosa. The Rambam in Mamrim, that you give me the Chateau de Dreshman, there's Loisosa. He has the Kabbalah, Kachki Baunu, there's the Loisosa, there's a Loisosa on the Kachni Lebeinai, and the Loisosa is there, the Takon.
Yeah, what would you want? There will be some. You would medayk that some of there will be something that we can call Nemar Lamosha that is Yigimul Midas.
No, because the Pirush Makubal, they only brought a guy Mechachos Hakosov. You only see in the Talmud that they were Seimech on it. They used the Lishoyin on it, right? But you don't know if that's the real thing. It's only Raya Lahar's Chokhmah Sakos. You don't know anything. You only know.
The words here, Kishalei, is a container. I'm going to have a different version.
Okay, so I don't know version. I'm reading a translation in the Arabic. I don't know what you have there. I'm not responsible for it.
But some will be. That some will be is Perish Mekubal.
Shehotsiu, because you find you nimsa shacham. It looks like that, but it's really not true because it's a Perish Mekubal. You see Chazal in the Gemara. Have you given me the Shatayin Dreshman? We don't know how to look at it. You don't look at all of them as a Pirush Mekubal, and you don't say none of them are Pirush Mekubal. You don't know how to look at them. But in other words, if it's a Chokhmah Sakasul, then it's a Pirush Mekubal. If it's not a Chokhmah Sakasul, then, you know, it's only Hei Mehotzil. That's what he's saying, correct? Lefikach Horoi Buzer Shekol Ma Shel Zlo Timseu Loshan Batera. Okay. What is Loshan Batera? Call Loshi Timseu Loshan Batera. If it's not a Pasik. If it's a Pasik, it certainly is a Minyan Mitzvah. It's not to do with anything. Okay? And we'll see about that also, correct? If it's in the Torah, there's nothing to talk about. Correct?
Kabach says Mefurish Bazar.
What?
Kabach says Mefurish Bazar.
Okay, it's Loshen Batera. That's also good. That's the same thing. Okay? Correct? And if you want, he said it already at the end of Sherish Aleph. You'll say here. I'm just reading Kapach over here in the end of Shir Shalos. The devil's bogo, shein boi nista klau, for who should call man, should call shehu mid rabbonon. He mid rabbonon means that it's rabbonon mamish in Shir Shalos. Eino nechsha b'chlau sheish me'oif b'shalosh esrei mitzvahs. Okay. Lefi shaschum hazeh, hakolos hazeh, this minion, Kulam psukei tera, ve'ein bohem kum midrabon psukei tera. Okay. So he made a major statement in the Sherish Aleph that the mitzvahs are psukei tera. Then, how can he even write Sherish based? Look, Kol Masha. You shouldn't have that option. Okay? And this is what we're going to talk about. I just want to read a little bit more. But now, this is the problem. In other words, he's doing something, you know, and the question is, what did he do? Okay? He didn't see, your Psukei Torah Mefurish Batera, this Loshen Atera, the Loshen Batera, whatever you want to translate it, he's referring to Psukim. Correct? So that is no issue about. But he's ready to say, Lefik Oloi Bazeh, Shekol Ma Sheloi Timsa Loshen Batera, which you would say, by definition, it shouldn't have been a mitzvah, correct? He says, no. V'timsa Shatalmid Lomodoi, Miachas Misholish Esri Midois, Im Bialu hei bi atmum vi omu shize guf hat guf teiro o shize mit der reise hine goyim noise im deze otot et guf teiro guf I teiro guf teiro ze nefz din acha sham kablim omu shuhu der reise. Because the Mekablim, I assume, they know if it's a Pirush HaMekubal. I don't know if anyone else could really make such a statement, okay? They have Matik Yeshua. They have the Kabbalah. Okay? ואם לא ביירו ולא פירשו, הנה הוא מדרבונו.
Okay.
So what does he mean? Shehu midrabonon she'ein kosuv she'yero lo.
So, you know, what does he want when she'ein kosuv she'yero lo? Let's just read how he translates it.
How you with the Rabbonim? See, but she ain't possible.
Okay.
Because the whole discussion over here is there's no Pasuk HaMoreh, because the Pasuk HaMoreh, you have what he said in Sherish Aleph. And at the beginning, Lashon HaTorah, this is the Pasuk HaMoreh. A Pasuk HaMoreh doesn't mean that it's a remez. The Pasuk HaMoreh means that, the Torah says you do it. So, no, you don't need, I'm not sure why he has to say this. Because you can't have a mitzvah when you're a mitzvah unless the pasuk says it. Unless there's a pirushim kubal. Okay? Now, he goes on and on. Okay? Okay, I'm gonna come back to this. I just wanna get an idea, just get into it, okay? But then he goes on and on. The next discussion is discussion about how to play out Esther Shabbat Kecha. Now, the whole discussion back and forth after he sets this up, but you can read this, he has a discussion about Greenwood. It's very odd, okay? That's the Gam Zer Shirish Shifa Nishtabish by Zulasai. And he counts Yirat Chachomim B'chav Mitzvah. Okay, we say that. Then he has the second part. But he giu b'miut simas libo liyoseh kashmi there, and they quote drashes. Okay, and that's we mentioned. You know, learning Sherish Aleph, all the drashes of. Whether it's the Gemara from Vodata, from Yisrael, from all these drashes of Yisrael, the Gemara Metzia, correct? And, or, it's Chishus Kufes, okay? They're all, it's drashes, okay? So drashes are never an issue. You can only talk about something, and that's what he says later, it's a kosher case. He says, "Hine kvayis boyer, ki sheish meres b'shalosh zayim mishnayim olamosh v'sina ein boyin boyin kol mashin nilman b'shalosh zayim yidus rafilu bezmanoi olashol koshkein." Okay, ella im ke ein moinin. Ela ein moinin rach ma she hoya pirush makubu imenu. Vu she bal matikim vioi mishu zeh adobo osa la seise visu vile reise. Oy omu shu guf teira. She oz nimna. Ki hu noide be kabola, loy be hekish. It's noide be kabola, not be hekish, not the kachni of eilai. Okay? Okay. Okay. And then he says over here before in the middle, he talks about Chishut Kufus, and after Chishut Kufus, the Ilumana, Komashu Yosef Mibur Mizer. What is Yosef Mibur Mizer? That's what you read this. The drushes are certainly nothing. Kol Dovash Nilmot,
Vuhu. Viale al das shu yoiseroy lumnoise. Vuhu komash nilba bemida. Mishalos de minish atoyde dreshme shu oz hoye oyle minyan bemitzes la lofm rabim. Okay. See, just saying, look, if you're not moina, you can move the shoes. There was a Messiah Messina on them. Certainly, Drosh Ba'alma, you can't be moina. Okay? Correct? Now, here, he does something amazing. Because there's no discussion in the beginning of this Shurish about Shuta Shal Mikra. He just mentions that a posik is in the minion. Agav, Losh and Teira. Right? But then he says, let's read it. Ukfa higiru, b'miut, simas, libo, liyese koshim is there. The lack of havchona, of trying to understand this in the proper fashion, v'zeh sheheim, kishemotu drash, b'posik, shemischayim in a drash, ahu, lasuz eze pulois, ozrach, meden yonim, if in that drash, you're supposed to do something, not to do something. They ain't cool if we saw it, Rabbanon, because this drash, okay? That's the important thing. It's a drash. Drash. Yim nu oysam v'chala mitzvahs ava pi. Oh. Vi ava pi she pashtei deko lo yoyra al dover meis minyon. Im ha-shere sho'elu o hilunu boi alov ha-sholim aleyem ha-sholim v'omrom zichreinu lebocho ein mikri yisrin b'shuta v'shatamud sho'el v'chom mokri gufi dekro b'mai komedabit. Okay. See here, all of a sudden, like in the middle of nowhere, he throws in Pshuta Shel Mikra. Okay. And at the beginning, in the discussion, there's no discussion of Pshuta Shel Mikra. Okay. And L'chayra, the Pirusha Makobo, in the Minyan HaMitzvos. He said that. But you get the impression that the drash is not minyan mitzvahs, the whole portion, because it's not pshuta shel mikra. So what happened over here? So I'm just going to get started on this, and it's beyond the point over here of just really going into it. Let me ask you the following, okay? Let's read another line over here. I just give you a taste of what's going on. At the end of his discussion about Osniel ben Knaz, he says, he has discussion, maybe the reason, you're going to say the reason I'm not moving the minyan mitzvahs, because maybe you have a suffix about these mitzvahs. Maybe you have a suffix. He says, no, that's true. It's my guy. But still not the minyan. How is she ain't suffix? Shoyoisim adinim hamutsoyim the kalvachayim v'zulosay imidis alof mirabim. Okay. V'chol elu kvar usulu b'mei Moshe Rabbeinu l'fi shivimei evo nishtakhu. The alochis, okay. No t'mur. Hin is boy l'cho sha'afilu b'mei Moshe noimam. Shafi afil bimei Moshe nema, I would say. Dikdukei sefer. Okay? Dikdukei sefer. Lefi shekol ma shaloi shmo'oi v'sinai bebeo hu midivrei sefer. Okay? So they're saying that which divrei sefer is not minyan mitzvahs. Okay? So, then I ask you something. So Lochem Shusina, is that me to be safe? Or is not me to be safe? And what's going on over here? Okay. See here, let's go to the tshuva again, and see the picture size in Caleb. We'll just show you this to get started over here, he says. The Shah Bid Alti, the tshuva Kushim Hei, who is talking about the 14 Kriokim, okay. V'shom bi'alti shafil dova shuhu aloha l'moshe misinai b'divrei seifun k'rilim le. Okay. That's all. Divrei seifun. But shomu b'sinai. So how can he say? No. He says, koma. He says over here, koma sheshomu b'sinai b'beyo. Who we did we say with? And he says, "Shafil dover shalochem misina we did we say with clean and light." And that's what he says there. Bevesi, he says. Oh, he says. Bevesi al zechayis v'shom bi'alti shafil dover shalochem misina we did we say with clean and light. V'ein shom minatera el dover shehu mufuish matera kegoyin shatnis. Uklayim, v'shabes v'arayes, o dova sh'omu chachomim shu'minatera, v'heim k'mo shloisho arbo'ot bo'o bo'vav. So, it's not, you know, it's a different category. There's mufurish batera, and there's a pirush b'kubo. And he just splits it around. He doesn't have to have it because when he mentioned that the pasuk itself and the other Sherish Aleph, and he mentioned it here also on the side, okay? This Derech Agav is very different than the approach you would get in Pirush HaMishnah, because the Pirush HaMishnah in Caleb, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yudbeis, ki kol ma shelo nizboye b'loshen ha-teira b'divrei seifun k'rilin o'isai v'afilu dvorim she'en halocho l'mosh misina. If he stopped there, I would be very happy. Ki omru b'divrei seifun mashmo shadova kabola seifun k'chol ha-pirushim v'ha-lochais ha-mukubolas m'mesh adem. So basically, in Pirush Mishnah, he's ready to say that a Pirush Mukubol is also mitivisif. Okay? So I assume that the tshuva is not working like that. Okay? But you understand, you know, what do we do? The point is, and that's what Mr. Shem will pick up next week, okay? What is going on here? What does he want? In other words, it seems to be very arbitrary, okay? In other words, how is it an arbitrary distinction that you say that Elohim Mishina is not in, and he says he said it here, even though you don't see it, okay? And he says the problem is there's Divrei Sefer. And the Chayla, he's saying that Pirush Mechum was not Midivri Sefer, as opposed to Halachon Midivri Sinai. So what's the difference? What's the scoop? Not like Pirush Mishnai and Caleb. Okay? So that is the Mitzvah, what I hope to pick up next week. Okay? And, you know, I'll stop because, you know, stop in the middle of a sentence, I think is really not Li Inyan, and I apologize, but, you know, okay, the Mitzvah next week.